Ready.
My goodness, Ryan, we're seeing you in this incredible new movie, The Old Way. Was there something about Brooke or about working with Nicolas Cage or about all of the above, the script, anything that really made you want to be a part of this movie?
Oh my gosh. First of all, thank you and all of it. I mean, where can I start? Taking over this character that is such a challenge with, not really showcasing emotion too much. It was so exciting to take this over and to discover things and, try something new. And I always love to challenge myself with my work. And I mean, yeah, it was such a great experience and I learned so much.
There must have been a lot of prep work that went into getting you camera prepared for shootouts, for horse riding, for everything that you took part in. Was there a cowboy camp you went to learn all of those things?
There was a lot of things. I mean, a lot of it happened very organically on set. There's like a lot of things where, you kind of find it in the moment. There was a lot of prep for, there's like a lot of things where, guns were and weapons were used throughout the film, which there was a lot of prep for that, which was amazing. And everything was super safe. And there was a lot of horseback riding lessons, which I actually got to learn so much from. And I actually now still horseback ride, and like that was my first ever time really doing that. So it was super sweet that I had that chance to do that.
Oh, so you personally took something away from your performance.
Yeah, I mean, it's always great when you can do that. I love when, you can kind of take something home with you and be like, hey, now I know how to horseback ride.
Well, Brooke has experienced a very deep loss, and she's clearly traumatized by that, by her sullen attitude and everything she's been through. What kind of advice or sort of help did director Brian Donahue offer you as far as guiding you towards the perfect combination of hurt, sad, anger, all of the above?
Yeah, Brett was there for everything for me, really. He was such an actor's director. I mean, he was there for me for literally anything. We had a few meetings beforehand talking about questions and who Brooke is, what the story is, right? What's the message? And it really helped me. I mean, it was such a collaborative relationship, and he gave me so much freedom to explore, like on set, and try something new. And I'm so thankful for that because it's so rare that you get that with a director. And, Brett's the guy to go to for that. He's such a gem. I'm so honored to work with him, and I would not have done it without him, for sure.
Well, speaking of incredible co-stars you had on this, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the incredible work and the chemistry that you and Nicolas Cage share as on-screen father and daughter. Did you all find that organically as you began working together? Was it what you found in the script that really bonded the two of you?
It was, we didn't know each other beforehand, and I think, the evolution of, collaborating together was really just working together. It was all very organic. It was all very truthful, and it kind of came natural with, getting to know someone, right? And he's amazing, honestly. I mean, so honored to work with him. He's such a legend, and I learned so much watching his performance every single time. And it's also both of our first ever Westerns, and so we both got to like kind of find it together, which I thought was super cool.
You all spent so much time together because it is just the two of you together on this adventure for revenge. Was there any sort of advice he imparted you along the way?
Like you said, it is really an adventure between both of them, and he was so there for me, and he honestly set the tone for like every single scene. Like he would be the first one to set, and he's so ready, and he's so there, and so present, and to work with that as an actor is so relieving when you can work with someone so intelligent and so amazing. And the film really is just the two of us throughout the whole thing. And you know, it is a Western, but it's also a film about a father and daughter, and the development and evolution of their, you know, relationship, which I thought was really beautiful, and that really meant a lot.
Well, I have some personal favorite scenes that I saw in this, especially, you know, when you're confronting the incredible people who star as the bad guys in this. There's so much grit and so much determination in your face. Was there
Thank you.
something? Of course. This was such an intense role for you. What were some of the scenes that you found the most challenging for you, or maybe ones that you found a personal connection to that maybe hold a special significance for you?
The challenges were really, you know, showing emotion and not showing emotion at the same time. And, you know, but you try to find a work way around that, and, you know, you try new things, and with that and exploring different paths and ways, you know, that definitely helped with all of it, really. But so many scenes, like, you know, you got to learn a lot of Brooke in a few scenes, and that she doesn't know how to cry, and that, you know, the jelly bean scene, and that, you know, there is something going on in her head, and you kind of have a window to what it's like in her head in those kind of scenes, which helped me as an actor kind of find her in a way.
There is quite an intensity to this role. How did you shake off a long day of shooting and being in that headspace?
It's a good question. A lot of it, you know, it was very fast, the shoot, I will say. You know, you do shoot a lot in the day, and it was, you know, you would wake up early and go till very late, so you never really leave it sometimes, if that makes sense. You know, throughout the shoot, you're always kind of in it. At least for me, it really helps just staying consistent, and always practicing for that. And you know, there's so much that I learn every single day that helped me with the next day with Brooke.
What did you personally take away, or maybe what do you hope that viewers take away from watching The Old Way?
I really, there's a lot that happens. I mean, I do think the main message and what this movie really sheds light on is the father and daughter relationship. I think that's something to be said about, and that is a thing. I mean, I completely related to Brooke in a way that I have that same relationship with my dad, who ironically was also in the movie, but we have that same relationship and we're very close, and that's kind of how I bonded with that in a way in the journey of this movie. You know, Brooke and Briggs have that relationship at one point, which I could relate to. That's really was the message, and I think there's something to be said about father-daughter duos truly, and also the development of change throughout the film. You know, in the beginning of the film, Brooke was almost neglected by her father, and closer to the end, you know, they were that relationship and they were very close, which was really the standout message for me.
What's next for you? Are you on to more dramatic roles again, or are you on to something a little bit lighter?
Right now, I think shortly I'm going to be releasing what I'm working on in the next few months. So I'm really, really excited about that. To sharing, but honestly, I'm really open to what comes. Any challenges, okay, like I mentioned, challenges I love, they're my favorite. But anything that comes my way, I'm really open to exploring and new genres, etc.
What would you like to say then to everyone who are fans and supporters of the wonderful work you do on our screens?
I'm so humbled and I'm so thankful, and That really is what it is. I mean, it really means a lot to me, and that's my goal as an actor, is that, people feel a different way or get a message or things differently about something, and just even a reaction on something. And so I'm truly so honored to be where I am today, and I'm so thankful.